Well, it's true for our kids, and it's true for us, too. Too much sugar in your diet. It doesn't just cause your kids to be hyper, but it can cause negative health effects as well. What are the sources of sugar in our diets that we should pay close attention to? What are some healthier lifestyle options that we can take on to reduce our sugar intake? And how can we be proactive in avoiding health issues from having too much sugar in our diets?
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
Today on Your Health and You, I'm joined by Michael Cooper, public health educator with the Putnam County Health Department. Thank you, Michael, for joining me. Now, I was looking at a calendar, and I saw that November 12th through the 18th is Sugar Awareness Week, which is important to raise awareness. But sugar, it's not something that you can tackle in 1 week and be done with it. We need to make a conscious effort in our daily food and drink choices so that we can avoid consuming high sugar foods and beverages. Now, I do know it would be nearly impossible to avoid all sugar entirely, because some foods that are good for us naturally contain sugar. And then there are other foods like carbohydrates that, as they're broken down in the body, they convert into sugars. But, Michael, what are the leading causes of added sugar into the American diet?
The leading causes of sugar in the diet is sugary drinks. Sugary drinks can consist of sports drinks, energy drinks.
Of course, soda.
Anything like that, even coffee and tea, sweet tea in the South.
Especially. And, of course, those delicious, the pumpkin spice lattes and the pumpkin spice creamers and all of that are so popular around this time of year. Not good as far as sugar is concerned. Good. I mean, delicious.
Absolutely. It tastes good, but it's not good for you.
Right. Even the low sugar ones, they still have sugar in them, even though it might be reduced sugar. It still does contain sugar, and it's hard to point the blame at something that you drink. You know, I'm eating healthy, but it's also about what you drink, and all of the Gatorades and all of the Powerades and all of the Cokes and Pepsis and Mountain Dews and Frosties and all of those things are high in sugar. So what are the beverages that have the highest concentrations of sugar?
Beverages with the highest concentration are usually your energy drinks, your sweet teas, a lot of them too. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew has about 22 grams of sugar in a can.
I remember like the grape.
The grape soda is
a really high one. The grape and the peach knee high and the orange crush and those things, I remember just from looking at cans. Those even have more sugar than just a regular Coke.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So those are some things that we definitely want to avoid, though they're good. Don't get me wrong. Now, what about, you said energy drinks, and of course, you know, those big cans of energy drinks. But what about the little shot ones, the small bottles? Those have sugars, too.
The little shot ones do have sugar in them. I don't know if not as much, but every little bit of sugar goes in your body. It kind of does count. The daily recommendation, according to the CDC, is 25 grams of sugar per day.
25 grams of sugar per day, and are you exceeding that if you drink a 12-ounce soda?
If you look probably at the label, absolutely.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's a little discouraging. It's a lot of sugar that we consume in our diets, and 25 grams will go very quickly if you're drinking sugary drinks. Yep.
And you don't realize it, too, when you go to a fast food chain, that there's a lot of sugary stuff that's added into it that we just don't see in the food label.
So you have to be conscious about the decisions that you make. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Today we're discussing sugar concentration in beverages and healthy eating habits with Michael Cooper, public health educator from the Putnam County Health Department. I'm Marsha Lee. Michael, where do you look on the nutrition label to see the sugar, and what specifically are you looking for?
When you look at the food label, you start from the top down. So you have the serving size, you have the calories that's in the drink, and if you look all the way at the bottom, and usually it's the fine print, it's got all the ingredients listed. And so when you have corn syrup, fructose high corn syrup, honey, lactose, maltose, raw sugar, molasses, anything like that that's usually in there will be added sugar. But that's what you want to look for. Anything with an OSE or OSE at the end is what you're going to look for on the food labels.
Okay, and I know on a lot of food labels, it'll have sugars and carbohydrates listed mm-hmm. separately, but I mean, so you need to pay attention to both of those, right?
Right, absolutely. So the sugars are separated because of the carbohydrates could be a little differently. It just depends on what you're eating and what you're drinking.
And what about on other things where it lists sugar alcohols? Is that different from sugar?
Sugar alcohols are a little bit different. I'd have to get back to you on that because I'm not for sure exactly the specifics. But usually the sugar alcohols are one of those that's a little bit added and it's a little bit sweeter, maybe a little more natural too, just depending mm-hmm. on what it is.
But it's also something that you should pay attention
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Now, when it comes to sweetening drinks, like we talked earlier about coffee, pumpkin spice, and tea, sweet tea, of course, for us in the South, what are the best sugar alternatives to use?
Some sugar alternatives is one. Probably no sugar is one of them.
I can actually do that now. I mean, is it my preferred consumption method for coffee and tea? No.
Probably
but
not.
It's one that I can tolerate.
Right.
It's a change I can tolerate and still like the product. So,
right.
So I can do the no sugar there.
The no sugar, or if you're going to do like Truvia, is really, really good to add to your drinks. And then Splenda is another one. These are low-calorie sweeteners. So it's a little bit healthier and they're not as sweet, but you still get the same taste.
What about the blends that have stevia and things like that, are those good alternatives? Or trying to, the Truvia, I think maybe has stevia. I think maybe that's one.
You want to try to stay more of the pure way because mm-hmm. usually we talk about the sugar alcohols. Those mm-hmm. are in the blends. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a little more sugar. But you want to stay true to it. So if you do use a blend, just be careful with what you have and just make sure you kind of read how much sugar's in that food label with it.
And even when it comes to the more natural things, the products like sugar in the raw, it's still mm-hmm. sugar.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It might be a less processed, a less refined mm-hmm. maybe, but it's still sugar.
Absolutely.
And even honey. Those things that, you know, they're natural. You can get organic honey all day long and mm-hmm. use it, but it's still going to up your sugar intake.
Right. And sugar is more natural, but you just got to try to stay away from as much as you can. But every now and then you've got to have that little bit of sweetness.
Sure. And a lot of times I know people think that they're making healthy options mm-hmm. or they, you know, especially around this time of year as we get into flu season, drink your orange juice, get your vitamin C. But even though, juices, you know, even if you squeeze your own orange mm-hmm. juice, it's still high in sugar.
Right. If you do just regular fruit, it's usually that's a natural sweetness. But if you do juice boxes or mm-hmm. orange juice concentrate, apple juice, grape juice, pineapple juice, anything like that, it's going to be added sugar. So you're not getting as much as what you need.
So at least of the good stuff.
Right,
if you're eating
stuff.
Fruit, you're getting the good stuff.
Correct.
And so that's kind of allowed. Mm-hmm. But but as far as adding the sugar, you want to stay away from these juices that are from concentrates. Because if you look on the labels of those, a lot of those contain less than 10%
right.
actual juice.
Right.
So what's the other 90%? Not
right.
good.
Right. Absolutely.
It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department with Michael Cooper, public health educator. I'm Marsha Lee, and we're helping increase awareness of sources of sugar in our daily diets. Michael, what are some of the ways that families can make healthier choices or eat healthier? What are some ways that families can do that together?
If you're a parent, you have to set the example inside the family, in the household, especially the kids. The younger the child is, they're going to watch what you do. So if you're going shopping at a grocery store, for instance, and you're outside of the aisles and you're staying away from all of the non-healthy stuff and you're staying with the fruits and vegetables and a little bit of dairy and different things like that, you're going to show you're going to have that example for your kids and they're going to watch you.
And about grocery stores, right. that's the thing that if you could stick all of your shopping to the outer mm-hmm. edge. That's where the healthier stuff is.
Right. That is exactly where the healthier stuff is. It's more. It's organic. It's natural. If you can cook it, it's great.
So that's a great way to be a great example as a parent about making healthier options and just not making the unhealthy options available.
Right.
I mean, you know, of course, your child might get a snack cake at somebody's house, but if you don't have them in your house,
right.
then they're not available to consume.
Right. Absolutely.
So what are some great places in our area for healthy eating options?
You've got community gardens in different places. You've got farmers market. The farmers market's great to get to know people as well with that, and different farmers and what they're adding as well to their food.
That's a great bit of advice. Your Health and You, discussing sources of sugar in our diets and healthy alternatives with Michael Cooper. If someone would like some more information over the topics that we've discussed today, what could they do?
You can call the health department. You could email one of us as well, or find a local nutritionist. Don't find a health coach, but find a health nutritionist that's been certified and come and ask questions that you like.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me today. Michael Cooper, I'm Marsha Lee, helping you be better informed, better prepared, and live a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.